This morning's lesson comes from the Gospel according to John. And sometimes this gospel is called the love gospel. We also have letters of John in the New Testament. It's felt that by most scholars that the letters and the Gospel of John were sort of written by a school of writers of more than one person. And John's name was attached to them because the letters also talk a lot about love. This version I'm reading this morning is from the Message version. Jesus is speaking. He says, "I loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves a home in my love. If you keep my commandments, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done. Kept my Father's commandments and made myself a home in his love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy and your joy wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do these things I command you. I am no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand what their master is thinking or planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. You didn't choose me, remember. I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. But remember the root command, love one another." May God add blessing to the reading of the word. I'm always a little nervous preaching on Mother's Day. It's sort of like the Catholic priest preaching about marriage. I have been a father five times. Well, I continue to be a father five times over, so I know a little bit about parenthood, but not a lot about motherhood. But it is a day for all of us to remember our mothers. And I'm reminded of a saying that is being used quite a bit in the LGBT community, especially regarding marriage equality. Especially regarding marriage equality, which is, it's all about love. And that's what today is all about, love. The Revised Standard Version of this lesson, which we heard today, usually says, "Abide in my love." Jesus says, "Abide in my love." And in this Message version, as we heard, the phrase is, "Make a home in my love." So I thought I'd look up a little about what does it mean to, what is a home anyway? And can we separate on this Mother's Day mothers from home? Well, we have one phrase, is home is where the heart is. My mother used to say that our house was clean enough to be healthy and dirty enough to be happy. Here's the saying, love begins at home. And it is not how much we do, but how much love we put into that action. That's from Mother Teresa. The strength of a nation derives from the integrity of the home. That's what Confucius say. Any woman who understands the problems of running a home will be nearer to understanding the problems of running a country. That was from Margaret Thatcher. A girl phoned me the other day and said, "Come on over, nobody's home." I went over. Nobody was home. That was from Rodney Dangerfield. Charity begins at home and justice begins next door. That was Charles Dickens. Where we love is home. Home that our feet may leave, but not our hearts. That was from Oliver Wendell Holmes. And finally, and this is one of those anonymous ones like Judy's, home is where my mother is. So Jesus says, make a home in my love. We have physical homes, don't we? Some of us have had lots of physical homes in various family configurations in different states and different countries and with different climates and different sizes and shapes. And we have memories, good memories of some of our homes, and we have not so good memories of others of our homes. And then we have familial homes. Those are homes where we have lived as family. Some family homes are filled with folks who technically aren't related at all, but they're still family. In 2006, our extended family gave birth to 5 children. And because of adoptions that had occurred in 3 different generations, not a single one of those children was genetically related to anyone else. But they're all family. So family is not always a matter of genetics. We have our spiritual homes. We talk about that when we receive new members into the church, and we celebrate the spiritual homes that have been part of the lives of those people who come into our church. And for all of us, we've all had different spiritual homes that we call churches or faith communities. Sometimes our spiritual homes are the friendships that we've had over our lives and the communities that we've lived in. Sometimes we live in dysfunctional homes, homes where alcohol and other drug abuse abound, homes that are dysfunctional because of physical abuse or emotional abuse, sexual abuse. Sometimes our homes are dysfunctional because of resentment and bitterness, all sorts of unhappiness that takes place such that we really never want to return to that home. And maybe it wasn't really a home at all, but just a place. So what really makes a home? A home is where love and respect and joy lives. A home is where we can be ourselves and still be loved. A home is where forgiveness and self-giving abound. And a home is where hope never dies. When Jesus said, "Make a home in my love," he invites us into his heart to make a home there, because that's where God's love is found, a love that is waiting for you and for me. Maybe when we talk about a mother's love, it is, in its ideal, that is, that love is akin to God's love. Let me read you a little story here. The story is about a man who was entirely careless about spiritual things. And he died, and he went to hell. And he was missed greatly on earth by his old friends. His business manager went down to the gates of hell to see if there were any chance of bringing him back. But though he pleaded for the gates to be opened, the iron bars never yielded. His softball captain went also and besought Satan to let him out just for the remainder of the season. But there was no response. His minister went also and argued, saying, "He wasn't altogether bad. Let him have another chance. Let him out just this once." Many other friends of his went also and pleaded with Satan, saying, "Let him out. Let him out. Please, let him out." But when his mother came, she spoke no word of his release. Quietly, with a strange catch in her voice, she said to Satan, "Let me in." And immediately the great doors swung open upon their hinges. For love goes down through the gates of hell, and there redeems the damned. But then mothers are just people, right? They're people with children. When mothers were little, they were just little girls. Then they grew up, and they became women, women with children. Not all women are cut out to be mothers, nor are all men cut out to be fathers. But each one of us here has had one of each, and they tried, with the tools available to them, to be good parents. Sometimes these tools are pretty inadequate. Sometimes parents have so much baggage of their own, they can't love as they would want to. I hope that for most of us that we were fortunate enough to grow up in homes that reflected God's love. That love that lies within each parent and each grandparent and auntie and uncle and everyone else who has parented us in our life's journey. I pray for those today who didn't have that kind of love. We need all pray for those who have few positive memories of their mothers or their homes of their childhood. For those whose homes have been broken by violence and abuse and envy and greed. For those who were taken from their homes through divorce or neglect. For those who are refugees forced from their homes by war or famine. Perhaps home for some of us in this life is but a fantasy, a long forgotten dream, a place that might have been. But we draw on the strength of Jesus' love, where we can find a home for our hearts and live with him there. What better home could we want than to live in Jesus' heart, that same Jesus who taught us in this lesson to love one another as he loved us. It is our calling then to make a home in Jesus' love and to open our hearts to others that they may find a home in him through us. We do this through God's extravagant welcome today and each day that we awaken to that great love. And we echo Psalm 34 for ourselves and for one another. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. Amen.